Well, it's one thing to travel to another country, but it's really a whole different level of experience to actually live there. Hi, Larry Mueller here. Thanks for joining us today on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I know that Judith and I both really value the opportunities we've had to live abroad and to really delve into another culture. And if you know any returned Peace Corps volunteers, you probably heard wonderful stories about their experiences as well. With me today, Eric Luckey, who is the UW-Madison Peace Corps representative. He served in the Peace Corps in Mongolia from 2010 to 2012. With us today to talk about the Peace Corps experience with us. And certainly, he is eager to hear from you, too. You may have questions about the Peace Corps itself, or maybe you're a returning Peace Corps volunteer. I'd love to hear your stories. What was the most surprising thing about your experiences? How do you feel it benefited you? Would you consider, maybe you haven't done it, but would consider serving in the Peace Corps? Certainly love to hear from you as well. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. We'd certainly love to hear from you. And Eric Luckey, thank you so much for joining us today. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks for having me, Larry.
And Wisconsin, University of Wisconsin-Madison, you know, we're right up there when it comes to getting Peace Corps people signed up.
Absolutely. So currently we're the number one school in producing Peace Corps volunteers in the country. We have 90 volunteers serving in 42 countries all around the world. All time, we have about 3,112 UW alumni who have served in the Peace Corps, which is number two. We're right behind UC Berkeley, but we're catching them. We're working on it. Hopefully, we'll catch them soon.
And there, of course, aside from the UW-Madison, there are people from all over the state who have been involved in the Peace Corps. How did, you know, I think it'd be interesting to hear a little history. How did the Peace Corps get started?
So the Peace Corps was officially founded in 1961 by President John F. Kennedy. The story goes that during his campaign, he came to the University of Michigan, 1960, and he shows up late. He's there in the middle of the night, and all these college students had been waiting for him all night. He shows up at 2, 3 in the morning, and the enthusiasm of the crowd really inspired him, and he gives this sort of offhand speech talking about how that sort of energy could really benefit the country, right? And so from there, the Peace Corps became one of the first things that he initiated in his presidency. By finding it was actually March 1st is when we just celebrated National Peace Corps Day on March 1st, which is when he made that executive order.
So that would have been 1961. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
And the first volunteers that went off, within the next year, only to a few countries at first. And then it's really expanded from there. To this point, we've had volunteers serve in 139 different countries all over the world.
That's wonderful. And the mission, has the mission changed much over the years?
No, the mission has stayed the same since 1961 when it was founded, to promote world peace and friendship by having trained men and women go to countries that invite the Peace Corps there. To serve in a number of different areas. Currently, we serve in education, health, agriculture, environment, community economic development, and just community youth development. But then also, there's two more goals of the Peace Corps, which are really important. Number one is being a representative of America to people in other countries, right? Showing a good side of the American people. And the third goal of every Peace Corps volunteer, which never ends, I still am responsible for fulfilling my third goal, is to talk to Americans about the unique peoples all around the world that we had an opportunity to share 2 years of our lives with. So for me, that's talking about Mongolia.
Oh, man. Wayne in Two Rivers has a comment or question. Hi, Wayne. Thank you for calling.
Hi. I would like to know if it's possible for retired people to volunteer for the Peace Corps. My wife and I will be retiring in about a year and a half. I'm a Wisconsin grade 4 wastewater operator, and I would think that it would be a really nice thing for us to help other people when we retire.
Absolutely, Wayne. Thanks for the question. There's no upper age limit for the Peace Corps. Currently, over 9% of all of our volunteers in the Peace Corps are over 50 years old. I would love to do the Peace Corps again, sort of as bookends to my own professional career. So absolutely. And I would say that, you know, a lot of our older applicants bring with them, you know, years of experience in the public or private sector and can really make a wonderful contribution to whatever community they end up in.
Yeah. I was dead.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling, Wayne. I recall very well. I was spent a year at the University of the West Indies in Trinidad. Of course, I was teaching. I wasn't in Peace Corps, but I was involved across several islands in the Caribbean and actually saw many, many Peace Corps volunteers in countries like Nevis, St. Kitts Nevis and St. Lucia. And there were many retired, actually several retired couples that were working. And then I saw kids that were just, you know, kind of still in college or just fresh out of college. So the age range was at least 40 years, and it is more like 50 years.
Sure. I know the average age of the Peace Corps now is a little bit over 28 years old when you average it out. But absolutely, we get lots of people who come right out of college who really bring that sort of energy and that youthful idealism that I think is, you know, part of the Peace Corps ethos. But then we do also get people, you know, all throughout their careers who realize that the Peace Corps can be a really great option for them.
Autumn in Green Bay. Hi, thank you for calling.
Yes, my daughter Jessica Helgeson has been in Mexico just less than a week with the Peace Corps, and she said her project is unique where that Mexican government is actually going to place them, and she wondered why more of the Peace Corps jobs aren't set up that way, like more cooperative with the country, the host country.
Hmm. That's a good question. You know, every Peace Corps country works a little bit differently depending on the staff that's there and the experiences that they've had. So, you know, even if you go just as sort of an education volunteer, the way that your service is structured might be completely different if you end up in Thailand or if you end up in Mongolia, right? So, and that's often just dependent on sort of the feedback that each country's gotten from its volunteers during their service. And what's worked best in those unique places. But absolutely, I know that the Peace Corps is really committed to really getting the most out of the volunteer services and sharing ideas, you know. So if that's something that's, you know, really innovative in Mexico, I wouldn't be surprised if it's something that spreads to other Peace Corps countries as well.
Yeah, that sounds good. Thanks, Autumn, for calling. Eric in Madison, hi to you.
Hi. I served in the Peace Corps 3 years ago, for 3 years, 25 years ago, and I had a great experience. And I'd just like to say it's very cost-effective. I was paid $45 a month, and we did a lot of good. I worked as an agroforestry volunteer, but then after I came back then, our government spent up to $2 trillion on a war. So for 8 years, I had a lot of anger, but I'm over that now, and I just like to thank all the volunteers who served over the years.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for your service, Eric. I'll tell you what, one of the unique advantages of the Peace Corps is that as a sort of development agency, you're not the development worker there living in the nice apartment, driving around in the car. You live at the level of the people in your community, and I can tell you it was the same for me. I made slightly less than the teachers at my school, which wasn't a whole bunch of money. I wasn't saving money in the Peace Corps, but yeah, absolutely. Being able to live at the level of the people in your community really allows you to understand the assets and the needs of the community from their perspective. And I think that's one of the things that people really enjoyed about their experience in the Peace Corps. It was really sort of beneficial for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Eric, thank you.
I would like to see in the 4th of July parade the Peace Corps people walk behind the military people because it is really a great service to our country. And also volunteers have died. A volunteer died when I was in South America, and people don't realize the sacrifices, too.
Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, I agree with you that it's quite a sacrifice for a lot of people throughout their lives, but I'd say people also do really take a lot back from their experience as well. So.
Oh, yeah. It's probably many people would say they get more... they get more out of it than they give.
Absolutely.
Jeff in Madison, hi.
Hi, yeah, I'm a former volunteer as well, and I just wanted to, unless things have changed, I want to clarify one thing, that Peace Corps always sent volunteers in response to a host government's requests and needs. So that was always part of policy, is that if the government needed teachers or foresters or whatever, that was the request that was made, and Peace Corps would find those people. In fact, I was a teacher. There was a two-year need while the government trained host country nationals to fill those places. And at the end, I thought it was very well done. Peace Corps pulled out because I was in Mali. There were Malians to take over those places. I would also say to people that I learned two languages in 2 years. It started a career for me. And when I go abroad next month, that will be country number 100 that I will have worked in. So
not bad. World. Wow.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you, it is still the same, Jeff, in terms of how the Peace Corps works. We only go to countries where we're invited to be, and we serve in sectors where that country has a perceived need. So we don't just bang down the door of some country because we think that we ought to be developing there. Absolutely. Yeah.
And I wish we had more time to talk with you, Jeff. It sounds like you've had a fascinating time, an interesting time. Eric Luckey, our guest today, UW-Madison Peace Corps representative. He served in the Peace Corps in Mongolia from 2010 to 2012, and we're going to be talking with him right up until 12:30 today about the Peace Corps and about the ins and outs and how you might get involved, and certainly want to hear your experience as well. News next. Well, it's one thing to travel to another country, but really a whole different level of experience to actually live there. Hi, Larry Mueller here. Thanks for joining us today on the Ideas Network. Judith and I really appreciate the value of the experiencing other countries and actually living in other countries. And if you know any returned Peace Corps volunteers, you probably heard some great stories from them as well. Eric Luckey at the UW-Madison is our Peace Corps representative. He served in the Peace Corps in Mongolia from 2010 to 2012, with us today to talk about his experiences. And Eric, thanks again for stopping by. I appreciate it very much.
Hey, I'm glad to be here, Larry. Thanks.
Harry in Madison is a return volunteer, I believe. Well, let's just bring him right in. Harry, thank you for calling.
Yes, I'm glad to be able to talk today. I just wanted to kind of share my experience. My wife and I went as a couple in our early 50s. In 2002, we joined. I had been an organic farmer and worked in hospital maintenance, hospital operations. My wife was a public school teacher. And so we were placed in a Mayan village in southern Belize. And I did basically tapped my expertise on sustainable farming and also the business related to selling agriculture commodities, while my wife worked in environmental education. And it was a marvelous experience. And upon returning in 2004 from service, I got a job marketing organic grains for a cooperative, and I've been doing that for the last 10 years. So that was sort of a early retirement, and then with a career change, and have been doing it for 10 years now.
Oh, man, that sounds wonderful. A comment from you, Eric?
Yeah, well, first off, hey, Harry, how are you?
I'm fine.
I'll see you next Thursday. I know Harry. Harry's one of our really active members in the Return Peace Corps volunteer group of Madison, which is really the preeminent RPCV group in the country. And, I mean, Harry's story is a really great story, and I think a lot of people, you know, have their own sort of personal story of how they got to the Peace Corps, what it meant to them, where they ended up afterwards, but that it can work for all sorts of people at all points in their life. So
yeah, that's wonderful. Thanks, Harry. I really appreciate that story. Sort of a different view here. We got a caller, Tim. His son looked into it, joining the Peace Corps. We got discouraged. It felt to him like it was an exclusive club and that hard to get accepted for it. He felt that because he hadn't done a lot of community service in high school that he wouldn't be able to get in. Is that accurate? Or
Not necessarily. I would say in general, I mean, the Peace Corps, we're not Harvard University. We don't want to have a really low sort of entrance rate. We want everyone who wants to do the Peace Corps to be able to get in. So if you apply to the Peace Corps and you don't have enough volunteer experience, you don't have a certain skill, we're not going to turn you away from the Peace Corps. The first thing we're going to do is give you options and say, Well, you know, it looks like with your experience, maybe you'd be a really great health volunteer. But if you could go out and get a few more, you know, 30 hours of volunteer experience working in some sort of health outreach, we can find an opportunity for that person in the Peace Corps. So I would definitely say it's not an exclusive club. I mean, we get all sorts of people from all walks of life. And I mean, ideally, we want to work with people who apply to get them in.
And now, is a bachelor's degree required?
For the most part, at this point, yes. About 94% of our volunteers have a bachelor's degree. And most of our positions require that you do have a bachelor's degree to serve. So it's definitely sort of an after-college thing. If you do have, you know, 10 years of experience out in the business community, if you've got 5 years of experience in agriculture or something like this, I mean, you obviously built up a number of skills that would be applicable to Peace Corps service. So in general, we're looking for folks who do have a bachelor's degree, but there are positions in the Peace Corps where that's not necessarily the case.
I would think, you know, some of the older folks that with all those life experiences could count just as much as a bachelor's degree.
No, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. For sure.
Talking with Eric Lucky today about the Peace Corps, you can join in and tell us about your experiences or with your questions about getting involved at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. I got an email from Kathy in Portage with a good point. I think she says, as a former VISTA volunteer in Service to America member, I think it's important to mention that there are still programs for people to volunteer right here in the U.S. AmeriCorps is an organization that sponsors the current VISTA program, and the opportunities are numerous in many aspects of community service. Teachers can have a memorable experience making a difference or becoming a volunteer through the Teach for America program. And then there's volunteer opportunities for all ages, and seniors are encouraged to apply as well.
Absolutely. No, AmeriCorps is a great program. The Peace Corps isn't necessarily for everyone. There are, of course, volunteer opportunities, you know, here in the United States where maybe it's 1 year of service in VISTA. I know that TFA is a really popular program for a lot of fresh college graduates who are, you know, service-oriented. But what I would say is that, you know, the Peace Corps, it has a really wonderful reputation. It's got a great architecture that, you know, gives you those 3 months of training at the outset of your service, you know, gives you a great international experience, yeah. Which is becoming more and more important for a lot of people. You know, I think a lot of fresh college graduates are realizing how important something like, you know, international experience, let alone volunteer experience, is for their future careers.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you think about the different types of work, I mean, the types of things that you do are just pretty much as almost limitless, I would guess.
It's all over the map. And I mean, again, ideally, it would be to assess the assets and needs of a community and really work in response to those. But all sorts of different sectors, right? You can be an education volunteer. You could be a health volunteer, an environment volunteer. You could end up doing something like water resource engineering. You could end up doing something like teaching English abroad. So there's you might even end up doing something like information communication technology, as that becomes something that's more and more important to a number of communities around the world. So there's really a lot of opportunities for folks in the Peace Corps.
Michelle in Whitefish Bay, thank you for calling. Hi.
I'm just calling because my husband and I, at age 28, both with master's degrees, I'm a nurse and he's an engineer, and we had lots of international volunteering experience. We were turned away for medical reasons that we thought were quite ridiculous. So I just think it's interesting that your caller said that they kind of work with you and it's very open because, I mean, like my husband, for instance, has a congenital heart condition and has never had issues. He doesn't even have high blood pressure. And the Peace Corps required that his cardiologist sign a form that said that he would never have a heart problem in 2 years. And that's ridiculous. Like, what doctor is going to do that? And they also, like, I had seen a therapist when my dad died, and they wanted me to have, like, extensive psychiatric evaluations. And so I just thought there's another perspective. I mean, we've done other international volunteering with no issues, but the Peace Corps was extremely
tough to work with. Okay. Comment on that, Eric?
Well, I appreciate the call, and I appreciate the thoughts. I would say, You know, in general, I'd have a tough time commenting on exactly how Peace Corps medical works for, you know, complicated legal reasons. I'm completely, you know, cut off from anyone's medical records. But that there, you know, there are medical, you have to go through a certain, you know, medical evaluations in order to serve in the Peace Corps. The Peace Corps takes the health and safety of its volunteers as, you know, its number one priority within the Peace Corps. And I'm sorry it didn't work out for Michelle and her husband. But I can't say much besides that.
Yeah. And well, I'm glad, Michelle, that you were able to do some other volunteer work and really hopefully accomplish some of the things that you wanted to do with other organizations. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Ray and Rhinelander, up to you now. Hi, Ray.
Hi. I was in the Peace Corps in the earlier 70s in India, in Calcutta. And it was an amazing experience. I was a med tech. And I helped English as a second language. But I'll tell you, the experience there was so positive, and Calcutta is a major, major city with a variety of different people there and things going on. And even when we would go in the rougher neighborhoods, this is what's interesting. We always carried a large bottle of aspirins on us and a four-pack of toilet paper. And if we ran into a bind, either one of those things would help carry us through the most obscure situation. I just thought that you might get a little kick out of that part.
Absolutely. Oh, that's a great story, Ray. I mean, I think people bring back all sorts of great stories from their Peace Corps experience. I think that's one of the best things to be able to share those really, really unique stories from your service. And I mean, I think what's also interesting about your story is that, you know, a lot of people think of the Peace Corps, they think you're in some small remote town somewhere. Oftentimes Peace Corps volunteers get placed in large, you know, cosmopolitan cities, doing all sorts of really interesting work. So I appreciate your service and your story, Ray. That's a good one.
Thanks, Ray. Thanks a lot for calling. Judy in Spring Green, your turn. Hi, Judy.
Hi. Okay, well, I am a professional textile designer. I worked in the apparel industry for a long time, and I've recently wanted to just get out of that crazy rat race and do something I've always loved, which is work with indigenous crafts. And I've done some work in Guatemala with people, and I've had a long time interested in the Peace Corps. I'm 60 years old, and my only real skills are that I've taught and I've worked in a design world for a long time, and I have a real compassion for indigenous crafts and art forms, and would love to work with people. It doesn't seem like I ever hear that the Peace Corps does work like that. Would that be an appropriate thing? I mean, would there be a place for someone with skills like mine?
I would think.
Absolutely. I would say in general, you have the way that the Peace Corps works, you have your primary job, right? That you work for a specific host country agency. And all of those jobs generally fall within certain categories, whether you're a teacher or you work in youth development or something like this. However, one of the great things about the Peace Corps is that not only do you have your primary job, right, but people bring all sorts of different skills and experiences to the Peace Corps that allows them to engage in really interesting and important side projects. So, you know, I've known people in Mongolia, for example, who ended up there as English teachers, but who had actually had somewhat of a background also in engineering, and end up doing a lot of really great work around wood-burning stoves, making them more efficient. So I would say, I don't know if I can say your primary position within the Peace Corps would be working as a textile designer. However, we could probably find a position for you working in some sort of, you know, textile co-op with a group of people, or working at a school in that community, and also, you know, working with, you know, textile designers on the side in order to develop their business. There's all sorts of possibilities within.
Yeah, I would think the business development among
for sure
people in that field would be a real opportunity for Judy.
No, I think so too.
Develop them, yeah. So you should look into it, Judy. That's,
absolutely.
How do people look into it, by the way?
So, I mean, first off, PeaceCorps.gov is a really great resource. Just about anything I can tell you about the Peace Corps besides my own experiences could be on the website. But if you're here in the Madison area, as the recruiter here at UW-Madison. I have open office hours. You can always reach out to me via email. I'm at peacecorps@international.wisc.edu. I've got a website I keep up at peacecorps.wisc.edu. If you want to learn more about events going on here in Madison that I organize. But yeah, I would start definitely with peacecorps.gov, and that's where you'll find the application. That's where you'll get started with your trip to the Peace Corps. One thing I'd want to add real quick, that if you are thinking about applying to the Peace Corps, it takes about 9 to 12 months to apply. It's a long process generally, from the application to the interview to the medical to all sorts of stuff. But to give you a lot of time to know where you're going before you end up going to get out of your lease and everything else you got to do. But I would start at peacecorps.gov.
There you go. And we have, actually, I think we had a link to your number and email address on my Facebook page as well, as to the Peace Corps, the General Peace Corps site, too. So just go to the Larry Mueller Show. You can get all that information. And, Judy, certainly, I hope you apply. And when it's all over and you've had this great experience, I hope you call us and tell us about it.
Oh, definitely.
I would love that.
The possibility. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Judy.
Thanks, Judy.
And Scott in La Crosse, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi there. I am a returned Peace Corps volunteer, and I'm also a member of the returned Peace Corps volunteer group. If that hasn't, I got in a little late to your show here, Larry, because I was just looking at my email, and I'm on the mailing list for the returned Peace Corps volunteer group, and there's an email saying, hey, tune in to Larry Mueller's show this morning at 11:45. And of course, it was about 12 o'clock, and I went, I should do that. But if no one has mentioned it yet, we've got there is a very active return volunteer group, and we do a calendar every year. This year we ran 33,000 of them. They sell them all over the world. They're photos of places where Peace Corps either is now serving or has served in the past, and we have tables at various events, and we sell our calendars, and we also give out information to anybody, like something like the Atwood Summerfest and those kind of events. We sell our calendars and provide information. So if you want to put a link to that website, and we encourage any Return Peace Corps volunteers who want to get in touch and be a member of the group and find out what we're doing, it's RPCV, as in Return Peace Corps Volunteer Madison, all one word, .org.
RPV?
RPCV.
RPCV.
Madison.org.
Madison.org. We'll put that up on my Facebook page, too. Judith's probably got it up there already, or almost.
But I can't say enough about the Peace Corps. It was I was the last member of my group to leave, and would do it again in a heartbeat.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks very much for calling. And as probably you've heard that, I'm sure, more than once.
Absolutely. No, I mean, the Peace Corps experience for a lot of people, besides the work that they do, they forge incredible relationships while in the Peace Corps with the people in their community, with other Peace Corps volunteers who are all going through the same thing you are. I just had some friends in town last weekend from Peace Corps Mongolia, and it's just like, seeing them all over again, you just fall right back into the same routines. You really become part of a family within the Peace Corps. You have a certain ethos, and there's just the architecture of the Peace Corps is the same for everyone, no matter where you serve. And the RPCV group of Madison is really one of the most active in the country, right? Besides the calendar, they also do a 5K in the winter, the Freeze for Food, which raises money for, I believe, a food security initiative in Colombia. The RPCV calendars has raised over $1 million since they started making these. And a lot of that money actually goes back into what's called the PCPP. There's a lot of acronyms in the Peace Corps. The Peace Corps Partnership Program, which you can find on peacecorps.gov. That also it will link you to a number of projects that Peace Corps volunteers are working on in their local communities. And a lot of the money from those calendars actually goes to fund different projects in countries throughout the world that current volunteers are raising money for. And they also recently started a We All poster campaign, which they've been marketing to a lot of schools, some really beautiful school posters about sort of the needs of people all around the world. We all need food. We all need shelter. And really gives sort of a multicultural glimpse into some of the needs of people all around the world. It's really a great organization and a lot of active folks who come back from the Peace Corps and really serve their community in a lot of ways.
Caller Helen wondered if, how medical care during the volunteer period is taken care of. So,
yeah, the medical care, I'll tell you what, is while I was there, was probably the best medical care I've ever had in my entire life. So, when in country, every country has Peace Corps staff who are Americans, primary care physicians whose primary job is to take care of the health of the volunteers in country. So in Mongolia, we had two people plus another a Mongolian doctor who worked with them for translation purposes who were available 24/7. I never had to fill out a piece of paper. It was quite in contrast to some of my medical experiences here. But I'll tell you what, you don't pay for anything. And they really do a fine job of looking out for your health. I showed up and they knew exactly what vaccines I was going to need and, you know, had the schedule all figured out. And they give you health training in a number of different aspects of your service, from food preparation to mental health and everything else that you might have to deal with while you're in the Peace Corps. And then if something happens to you during service, they really make sure to I had friends who got flown to Thailand because, you know, there's better medical care there. Mm. And that's what it took to make sure that they were healthy during their service. And so, really, really wonderful care while I was there.
And in terms of and you're usually working with other Peace Corps people or are you on your own often?
It depends on where you end up in the country. Some people end up you're usually working for a specific host country agency, right? I was an education volunteer, so mine was a secondary school. And I had, you know, a supervisor there, and I had 10 teachers that I worked with on a daily basis. But some volunteers do get grouped together. It's not impossible to have two volunteers working for the same organization or to have multiple volunteers in the same town. If you have volunteers in different sectors, you can really have some innovative sort of cross-sector projects that, that work in a lot of really great ways for folks in the community.
I think one of my fun remembrances of relating to the Peace Corps was a time in St. Lucia when I was doing some work there, and the chief of party on an AID, Agency for International Development Project, invited myself, and he'd gotten a hold of a big turkey, and it was Thanksgiving, and he invited, I think there were four Peace Corps volunteers that he had met over time and invited them, and we all had a Thanksgiving turkey in St. Lucia.
That's a good one. I'll tell you what, when I was in country too, you think about all the things you're going to miss out on during your Peace Corps service, but then you end up celebrating them with new groups of people. And
a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. What we would have in Mongolia, we had a big Thanksgiving celebration every year.
And we're out of time. Oh, this was so much fun. Eric, thank you so much for being with us today. I hope we have a chance to do this again. I'd love to talk some more about the Peace Corps.
Thanks for having me.
Eric Luckey, UW-Madison Peace Corps representative. Go to my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show to learn more about him and about the Peace Corps. Stay with us. Lots in store.